This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Advent Saturday, first posted December 15, 2007, Romans 1:16-25 God's Judgment on Sin, Luke 1:39-56 Mary's Testimony, Romans Paraphrase, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, the Jew first and also to the Greek, Romans 1:16. God's righteousness is revealed to those who believe, so that their faith might increase and be strengthened. Those who trust and obey Jesus in faith are accounted righteous by God and have eternal life. The wrath of God is upon the ungodly and wicked who by wickedness suppress the truth. Although God is invisible, God has revealed Himself, His eternal power and deity to all people through creation. So people have no excuse. It isn't that they don't know that God exists, but they refuse to honor and give thanks to Him. By denying the truth, their minds have become darkened and their thinking futile. They claim to be wise but have become fools, exchanging the glory of the immortal God for images of man or animals. God allowed them to pursue the impure lusts of their hearts, and they dishonored their own bodies. They have exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 1:25. Luke Paraphrase. After the angel of the Lord had revealed to Mary that she was pregnant with the Messiah, she went from Nazareth to the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Elizabeth was Mary's kinswoman, and was also supernaturally pregnant with John the Baptizer, Luke 1:5-25. When Mary greeted Elizabeth, the baby within Elizabeth leaped for joy. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed that Mary was blessed above all other women, and praised and glorified Mary's baby, acknowledging that Mary was the mother of Elizabeth's Lord, the Messiah. She praised Mary for believing that the word of the Lord would be fulfilled as Mary had been told. Mary praised the Lord and acknowledged God as her Savior. Almighty God had exalted and done great things for Mary, a lowly maiden, who would be exalted through all generations. Mary testified that God's mercy is on those who fear, lack proper respect for the power and authority of God. God has revealed His great power. God scatters the proud who imagine that they are great. He dethrones the mighty, but He exalts the humble. God feeds the hungry with good things, but turns away the rich empty-handed. God has been merciful and has fulfilled His promise to help His people who serve Him, as He promised to our ancestors, to the posterity of Abraham forever. Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. Commentary: The Gospel of Jesus Christ applies the power of God to save us from sin, disobedience of God's word, and eternal death, the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, for all who believe, trust and obey. God brought the gospel of salvation to the Jews first, but it has always been intended for all people. The meaning and purpose of this lifetime is to seek, find and come to personal knowledge of and fellowship with God, our Creator. This is only possible through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from God's eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. God has been progressively revealing Himself to all people, first through creation itself, then through the history of God's relationship with Israel, recorded in the Bible, then through Jesus Christ, recorded in the Bible, and revealed individually and personally through the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. God's Word reveals the righteousness, doing right, according to God's standard, of God in the Bible. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's Word in human form, John 1:1-5, 14. Jesus is the righteousness of God revealed in human flesh. Those who believe, trust and obey God's Word experience God's righteousness through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which causes our faith to grow to spiritual maturity, John 14:21, 23, 16:7-11. God has given us the freedom to choose whether or not to trust and obey God's word. The wicked and ungodly want to be their own God. They appear to thrive now, in this world, but God has appointed a day of judgment, when we will all be accountable for what we have done in this lifetime. Jesus is divine, eternal truth, John 14:6. Satan is the God of this world and he is a liar and the father of lies. If we refuse to accept, trust and obey Jesus, we are blinding ourselves to eternal truth. If we refuse to worship the Lord, we will be slaves of Satan and have exchanged the love and goodness of the Lord for our own wicked desires. Mary and Elizabeth are examples of faith. Mary was a virgin and Elizabeth was old and barren. An angel of the Lord gave them God's word that they would each become pregnant. The child of Mary was the long-awaited Messiah, and the child of Elizabeth was John the Baptizer, the new Elijah, Matthew 17:10-14, who was expected to herald the coming of Messiah. Through the obedient trust of those two women, God's plan of salvation was fulfilled, for all who trust and obey God's word. Mary and Elizabeth knew from first-hand personal experience that the Lord lifts up the humble, and blesses the faithful with good things, but those who are arrogant and selfish will be brought low. In the advent of the Christ as a child, Jesus Christ, God has fulfilled his promise of a Savior who was to come through Abraham and his descendants to be a blessing to all people who trust and obey Jesus. God's word is eternally true. We can choose whether or not to trust and obey it. Those who trust and obey will experience God's love, truth and faithfulness. Those who refuse will ultimately receive God's wrath and the due penalty for sin. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.